Hello and welcome to the Queensland Freemason podcast number 31. My name's Brother Luke Heelan and I'm here today with Graham Schultz. Would you like to introduce yourself, Graham?
Thanks very much, Luke. I'm Very Worshipful Brother Graham Schultz, the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, Bris Vegas, as some people say. And, we're recording our podcast back-to-back as normal, so this is podcast number 31, and just a reminder, we have a special edition coming up for podcast 33 that I've been working on for a while. But this particular podcast today we're going to be talking about is the Grand Installation, and we're talking about the Grand Installation for 2013, and I'm not sure if we've covered one of these before. We may have covered one of these last year, but that would have been a proclamation as opposed to an installation.
I'm not sure whether we dealt with it in any great detail.
No, but
it is,
but
we should. It's the big ceremonial event that happens every 3 years in the United Grand Lodge of Queensland. So it's a big event and lots of international visitors and interstate
visitors. Do you want to tell people a bit about what the event entitles and what sort of stuff happens? It's kind of a bit like, I guess when it's a bit of an apt thing, when a pope changes, they obviously don't do that every 3 years, but they make a big ceremony and a big lot of events happen around it, similar to this, but on a much smaller scale, of course.
Yeah, it's a big week. It's the biggest weekend for Freemasonry in Queensland for three years.
Yeah,
every 3 years, there's a new Grand Master is installed into the chair in the Grand Hall.
And is it strictly 3 years for Grand Masters? I don't think they can do a fourth year, can they?
No, in Queensland, the Constitution says it's a 3 year term. And if you have a look in the foyer of our building, you'll see a Grand Master mainly every 3 years. I think there's been 27 since the first Grand Master of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland in 1921. Of course, there was other Freemasons and Grand Masters before that, but they were three different jurisdictions, the Scottish, the Irish and the English.
Yep.
But since 1921, since we've become the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, there's been a new Grand Master around every 3 years. There's been a few aberrations because of wartime and things like that, and pro Grand Masters here and there when there were, the governors of Queensland were the Grand Master. There were three of those that were Grand Master. But yeah, 5th to the 7th of July 2013 is the United Grand Lodge of Queensland big weekend.
So I think it's always the first weekend in July or close to it.
Yes, it is. It is normally, and there's a lot of events included. And the feature event, of course, is the Grand Installation, which takes place in the Grand Hall at 311 Ann Street.
And how many people would you expect there this year?
Maybe you fill the room.
500 people.
We're 600 or more. Yeah. We'll fill the room for that. And seating is at a premium.
Yep.
If you're going to come, you need to let us know after the 2nd of June.
And it's a $10 registration fee.
Just for that. If you're just coming, to the installation, but if you're registering to go to the other events and the installation, there's a registration fee.
If I'm not
fee.
Mistaken, they charge a $10 fee basically to ensure people turn up so they don't get a person book a couple of tickets and,
because
the seats are at a premium for this. It's one of the events that I've been to a couple of times and I noticed the place is jam-packed full of Masons.
So. Well, we get so many delegates from other jurisdictions. Yeah. Every jurisdiction in, for example, in Australasia will be represented by their Grand Master normally.
And we're doing something different this year with this installation. I think it's there's going to be some filming of the actual event taking
place.
Well,
we did film the last one, but we're also going to live stream the event this time. So if you're a Freemason or if you're interested in having a look at this ceremonial event, which is a lot of pomp and pageantry and a lot of people and, trumpets, organ music, choirs, if you'd like to see that, and if you can't get to the installation as a Freemason, if you're in North Queensland and you can't be there, you will be able to watch it live streamed.
And I would imagine if our building was bigger, it would actually be a public event. I don't see any reason why it couldn't be streamed.
Yeah, well, some jurisdictions are making it a public event. We're a little light on for room. You'll normally find. And we struggled to even consider to get the ladies in because there's so many Freemasons who want to get in, and the room seats 650, so we are limited.
It's a big room. We're sitting here actually today for the first time recording in it. So.
Yeah.
But it will be full, and it's certainly a ceremony that has a lot of pageantry and pomp and ceremony. And
if you only ever go to one During your lifetime, you should at least go to one grand installation.
You're looking
just to
at
see
me
it.
As if I haven't done it. I've been to several of them. So
for people who are thinking, you know, who are new to Freemasonry or haven't been, it's really something that you should do at least once.
It is a long ceremony, though, I must say also, because there's a lot of meeting and greeting and fraternal greetings that are said to each other as they the different teams and people come in.
Yeah, it's a couple of hours. It's 2.5 hours probably.
I remember visiting one particular one, and by the end of it, the worshipful Grey Master, or the most worshipful Grey Master, stood up there and goes, "I've kind of run out of things to say to you to greet you." And they kind of said that in a humorous way, and I was taking very well, because it's one of those things that I think you really do have to see it when everybody gets dressed up like that. So.
Yeah, and you've got the Grand Master of New South Wales, Australian Capital Territory, the Grand Master of Victoria, the Grand Master of South Australia, Northern Territory, the Grand Master of Western Australia, Grand Master of Tasmania, New Zealand.
And they all have their own team with them.
Yeah, they bring a big team with them as well, and it's a big ceremony. So that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 6th of July.
What time would it finish approximately? Maybe 6
give
p.m.?
Give it a couple of hours, you know, three hours tops, you know. And then we're down the street to
Nicer weather too in July, not quite so hot.
And after that, 6:30 is the start time for 7 p.m. for the grand installation banquet, which is at the Hilton Hotel in the ballroom at the Hilton Hotel. It's $130 to go to the banquet. It's a three-course dinner. Drinks, ladies after five wear men's formal dress to go to that.
Quite a nice event. I imagine a few bow ties will be worn there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we wear your gear, you know, wear your Masonic gear that you wear to the installation. Yep. It's a great opportunity to get dressed up really to the night. Wear your tails. We're all wearing tails. The Grand Lodge officers will be in tails.
I don't have any of those yet.
Well, there you go.
I might have to get some if I attend that event. And we also, there's a few other things that are associated with it as well. We've got the Thanksgiving service that takes place on the Sunday after that.
There's always a church service in conjunction with a grand installation anywhere.
Yep.
And that's always on the Sunday morning. It's happening here in the Grand Hall. There's no charge for that. It's a day wear, good casual wear to go to that. Starts at 9 o'clock on the Sunday morning. It's a secular Thanksgiving service in the Grand Hall. And then that'll be followed by the river cruise and luncheon from 12 noon on Sunday.
The Kookaburra Queen, I see.
Yeah.
It's a nice, lovely paddle boat here in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's great. And we'll be going on that, and there'll be some barbershop quartets. There'll be some bush poets and some entertainment. It's $60 to go on the river cruise. And for the luncheon, it's a buffet luncheon, cash bar, casual wear. Get out on the river for a couple of hours and really enjoy life and have some good Masonic, fellowship there. And, we should step back, I suppose, to the Friday night. There's an official reception of all the visiting delegations at the Tattersall's Club. It's $55, drinks and canapes, ladies after five, men's lounge suit. That's just to get together with all the visitors who are coming for the event. Saturday morning, there's the ladies' breakfast as well, which is on from 8:30 till 10:30 at the Tattersall's Club.
That's a very nice venue too. I noticed all the venues here are actually quite nice venues that they've chosen this year. So
yeah, and $45 for the ladies to go to the breakfast day wear. Again, nice couple of hours in the morning to get together and meet. And a lot of the ladies, you know, will travel as Freemasons do. They travel to grand installations, you know, a lot.
Yep.
And it's an opportunity to meet up every couple of months and to see each other one again and to really get together.
I'd imagine
and
there'd
enjoy
be
it.
At least a couple every year throughout of Australia if there's eight jurisdictions.
Yeah. And there's always a proclamation if it's not a.
Of course.
I know. I think in Victoria they have a grand installation every 2 years.
So, all right. And the proclamations are not quite the same thing in that basically it's a reappointment of the Grand Master and the re-announcement of the reappointment,
yes.
I would imagine. So
yeah.
I might technically not have it perfect, but it's
well, no, that's,
very
that's
similar.
Pretty spot on. And this one is important because it's the grand installation of the current Deputy Grand Master, Dr. Gary John Bacon, who will become the Grand Master and will be placed in the chair by the current Grand Master, Most Worshipful Brother Adrian Burton, who's been there for 3 years almost.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's important that in Freemasonry, everybody that wants to take part in these leadership events do, because it sets a good example, I think, for every other person that participating in our organisation. And we can breed enthusiasm through participation, as one of the former Grand Masters used to say. So
yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's not where we really have our best foot forward on an occasion like this. The grand installation is the high point, the high water mark of ritual work and perambulation and the ceremony and the pomp and the singing, and you know, that's what you want to see.
I think they practice an awful lot for it too, I'd imagine.
14 practices.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And here I am thinking I've got a practice meeting tonight. It's basically one of those things that are, in order to get the event right, because it is a fairly complicated ceremony that takes place, it would require an awful lot of practice.
And administratively for the Grand Secretariat and our staff, it's a big occasion, yeah. And it's a lot of work, and it's a great thing to be involved in, and we really enjoy it, and it's the high point of the calendar every 3 years.
Yeah, well, excellent. And I think we'll wrap that up this podcast. So if you'd like more information about the Diary of Events, particularly for
website.
People in our jurisdiction, yeah, visit our website. And if you're from an interstate and you'd like to come along, all the information's there on how you can book and take part in this. And as well, I think the details for the streaming will be posted at some stage as well. Mm. And if you can't catch the live stream, I would imagine the people involved with filming it will put sort of together a highlights package or something like that. So
yeah.
The funny thing about it is that they did a rehearsal for the recording of it, and that turned out quite well too from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and a very good 1:30 promo on YouTube as well.
Yeah, and just a comment on the YouTube thing is quite funny. A lot of people somehow think these are secret videos. I think the 3 camera positions and the quality recording might give away the fact that it wasn't someone with an iPhone in their pocket recording it. So if you see our ceremonies, you'll get a good idea of what we do in a regular meeting. It's not quite the same as a regular meeting, but it's probably an insight for the public to have an understanding of what sort of things take place.
Sure.
So until next month, Graham, I think everybody should stay on the level.
Happy to meet. Sorry to part.
Yeah, we'll shake hands on that. Thank you, Graham.